Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. Got a lot of stuff to get to that we didn't get to during the course of the show today, including something you're going to want to hang out for till the end of the show. Betty Rock, I don't know if she can even wait this long, but I will talk about it, okay? But in the meantime, the CDC actually just kind of came clean about a report that does not paint them in the best light with regards to COVID. You know the CDC. They're the people that ran our lives ragged for the last 2.5 years.
By changing their mind every other day.
It's funny, because I did not tell you to say that, but that is what your perspective is and your perception of the CDC is. Mm-hmm. And you would not be far off according to the actual CDC.
Oh.
They did a kind of a postmortem, if you will, or an internal evaluation of their handling of the crisis with COVID. And apparently the internal review was a little bit scathing as to how they handled it. They found the approach towards the pandemic had failed to meet the moment of crisis and offered a series of challenges that were hard for people to overcome. The report says the agency repeatedly botched its COVID response. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, most of us felt that in some way, shape or form. At some point in time, we were like, what? Please get on the same page and let's all just do whatever it is, but let's just all do it at the same time, you know?
Yeah. Oh, geez.
And so, yeah, it did not come out well for them.
I mean, it's not surprising.
Yeah. It said their recommendations were confusing and overwhelming and their website was a debacle, which was true. Have you ever tried to navigate that to find out actual information you needed? It was because we were trying to find out some information for traveling at some point in time. And the government website was ridiculous. It was like not even useful. We had to go to third party websites with the vendor or whatever, like Delta or something. Like their website was actually pretty good for it. But yeah, so that's interesting, though, that the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, she initiated the report and she promises changing things, including being better and quicker at communication. Mm-hmm. I think if you were to boil down the pandemic for most people, the frustration came from the communication and
the lack of leadership.
There's a lot of that, too, yeah.
Because it was kind of when there's no leadership, then we're all left to make our own decisions. And the thing is not everyone agrees with how you're handling the whole COVID pandemic. And so then we're left to get mad at each other because you're choosing this. Well, you're choosing this. So if there had been, but it's a tough call.
Here comes the nine. You can see the nine coming out.
But see, it's a tough call because
she's gonna talk herself out of her argument.
Don't want the government. You don't want the government just having a say over everything in your life.
It's funny that you did this to yourself because I can't even imagine being in that world. But I literally was going to say that there are people, though, on the flip side of that, that would be frustrated by, okay, well, the government just says to just do this and we're all just going to do this. There are people that are like, no, I don't want the government telling me to do this. And
now, I do believe everyone would have been on the same page had they been able to prove some things.
Sure.
That was the hard part, was that it was brand new. No one knew anything. We're learning as we go.
Right.
And they were saying, wear a mask. But then they also couldn't prove that it was even making a difference.
Right.
So it was hard for those who didn't want to do so.
And there was consistency issues that led to more frustration. And I'm glad that they're at least looking at it and not going, hey, we really crushed this. And because it was a lot of years. I mean, you had families turning on each other over things that the CDC mm-hmm. would say. And one side of the family felt this, the other side of the family felt this. And it was destroying. I mean, literally, there are some families that are irreparably damaged, not from the disease, but from the bureaucracy mm-hmm. of it. And that to me is one of the saddest byproducts mm-hmm. of all of this. I think what's making this story even worse for me is that they're focusing on making changes for the future. Like, we doing this again? Why can't we just go, that was bad. We don't need to learn from this. We're never doing this again.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe changes means, to handle it better so that maybe
when it happens again, Gavin.
But again, maybe if something happens again someday, they're in a place where they're ready to say, this is what you do, instead of saying, hey, don't buy masks 2 weeks later. Get your mask on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was one of the biggest ones that I think a lot of people were frustrated by in the beginning, and Fauci kind of going a lot of different directions throughout that. And I truly believe we are going to find out things. Or we maybe never will. I think there's some conspiracy stuff to how it originated. I think we're going to find out things years later.
I hope so.
From now. Oh, yeah. No one will ever convince me that this whole thing that affected the entire world was started by a guy eating a bat in a thing in Wuhan. No one is going to convince me of that. In my soul, in my certainty, it was a virus that was being mutated and worked on. I don't know for what reasons. Were they nefarious? I don't know. But it was being worked on in a lab and it got free somehow. And I'm hoping it wasn't intentionally as a test run for something. That's my ultimate conspiracy theory going on. But no one will convince me that that's how this thing shook out.
Yeah. Right.
But one can say that.
Yeah. Somebody had to have eaten a bat before that guy.
Yeah, and not gotten it.
That wasn't the first bat to ever get eaten.
Well, I mean, in this virus, the COVID virus was being studied at Wuhan. Like, it's not like it was an accident. It was actually being worked on. And then there's all these ties to Fauci and Barack Obama's regimen. I don't even want to get into all those conspiracies.
We've done it a lot these last 2 years.
Because we're forgiving and forgetting, you know, and moving forward. But definitely a good time now that I think we're finally getting back to normalcy, even with new COVID stuff hitting and the BA4 and the BA5, and they're still talking about another booster. My wife is like, I'm not getting another booster. Every time she got a booster, her symptoms got worse and it was more and more painful for her. And she's like, I'm not doing that again. My friend, each time she got her shot, then she got COVID. She got her booster, then she got COVID. The craziest thing for some people. But what was really, again, this is what was really frustrating, is the communication being shut down. Someone would share their experience like that, but because the government was like, we don't want people to know this, and no, this isn't right, and they would shut it down. And Facebook is aligned with them, and they're controlling the narrative. And so you're like going, wait, what happened to freedom of speech here? But well, we're trying to protect the public. No, I'm sharing my experience. This is my story. I can tell this.
And then when that started happening, then you're losing people's trust, and now they're assuming the worst in you, though.
I don't trust anything the government tells me. I haven't for years. I don't care who's in power, because I'm smart enough to know that things happen on that scale that they could never truly tell us about, you know, because it would cause panic. I still remember Biden to this day when he was going up against Trump going, the American people don't panic. Trump panicked. Dude, we stole toilet paper. We panicked. American people have always panicked, man. You're insane. all right. Anyway, what do you got, Rock?
Well, Taylor Swift, she's been great in the music industry, but in the movie industry, it's been a bit tougher for her. And we found out this new situation where she actually got turned down for something that she put herself up for.
Let me ask you this. Can anybody name a Taylor Swift movie that she's been in?
No, there was one that she did where she was in a high school and she had 13 and she dated the Taylor guy.
Lautner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
But I never saw it. So
she's been in a couple things with small roles, and I cannot remember the last one. Maybe you could Google this, Gavin. What was like the last Taylor Swift movie? Because she wasn't bad in it, actually. I remember going,
but you can't remember.
I know. She wasn't great in it. No. But like, no, it was such a small role. What was it?
With Cats?
No, Cats is horrible.
That was one.
You like Cats?
No, I never saw
Come
that.
Come on.
You like Cats?
I never saw it, I swear.
Terrible.
No, that wasn't it.
I see stuff like Valentine's Day.
Maybe
some
that
movie
was
called
it.
The Giver. I don't remember that. The Lorax. She's going to be in this new movie called called Amsterdam that's coming out later this year. It's got like Christian Bale and a bunch of people.
Oh, it's got a lot of people in it.
But
she actually plays a singer, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I don't see anything else that's not like a documentary type thing. But Cats.
Oh, Cats was horrible. I walked out of Cats
you didn't see it.
No, Broadway show. Oh. Like, they had it on a ship, and I watched the first half of it, and I was like, I'm out. This is so bad. So I left. And there's no way I was watching that movie.
And none of us watched that movie, right?
No.
No.
Okay.
And I'm predisposed to like that stuff.
It did. Yeah. It did. It looked cool, they're doing the... they look too real. Oh no.
Yeah. No thanks.
So what is she? I'm sorry, I sidetracked your story. But
so she had actually asked if she could make a cameo in Twilight.
Oh.
New Moon.
Okay.
I'm not sure where that lays.
Second
that's one.
One.
Is it really?
I think Twilight.
I thought you were kidding.
Twilight New Moon, or what? It's just called New Moon.
Are you Team Jacob or Team Edward?
Probably Edward.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
He's a vampire.
I couldn't remember. Well, Jacob is Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, he's
the werewolf. Okay.
Bless
is right.
Anyway,
I don't always agree with your blesses. This one, bless.
I'll take it.
So, anyways, she wanted to make a cameo in that movie and actually went to the director, but he shut it down.
No.
He turned her down. His reason for turning her down was because he didn't want her appearance to be distracting for the audience.
If you are Taylor Swift, how frustrated do you have to be? You're a multi-millionaire. You have a huge success in the pop and the country world. Mm-hmm. You probably think you're pretty invincible, and you probably think, oh, I could, if I just make a call, I could do what I want. Mm-hmm. To then be told, well, you're not theater, you're not movie ready.
Or to tell you that you're too popular and that you'll distract others.
That was just being nice. That was being nice. That's like, you're not good enough to be in this movie.
He regrets his decision.
Does
he
really?
He wishes that he had said yes to her.
Really? Because, I mean, the movie did well. I could see it if it had bombed. I'd be like, I should have said yes.
Yeah.
But if it hadn't been successful.
I wonder if, because I think, I could be wrong, but I believe she dated that Taylor guy who played the werewolf guy. Mm. And I wonder if she wanted to be in it because she either, A, wanted to get into his world so that she could start dating him, or B, she was scared of the girls on the set and wanted to be.
Oh, yeah. Insecure. I don't know.
Yeah. And if it was a
if there is no tea, I like to create tea.
Absolutely.
I will brew it.
Absolutely. Wow. I will brew the tea. That's a
Hand
great
me the
t-shirt.
Bags.
That's a good t-shirt. Let me brew some tea. Gavin, the TV or the shows Twilight. I'm proud to say I've never seen one.
As you should.
Yeah. How many movies were there?
I think that there were 5.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Which was your favorite?
Tough call. They're all so good.
It is a tough call.
Who you remind me of? That guy on Parks and Rec. Remember where he wants to put the in the time capsule, he wants to put all the Twilight books in there.
That's not me.
And so he handcuffs himself to the office, to Leslie Knope's office. That's
not
you,
me.
Gavin. You would have put the Twilight books in the time capsule.
Never read the books.
Okay.
I think that the last movie was probably the best one because there's like, maybe this redeems me as a guy. There's just like a big battle in the
Bless.
End. Big
Bless.
Battle of people. Yeah. And it's
Who was
good
it?
And
it's like the guy I saw at the red light today wearing his hat backwards driving a minivan.
Oh,
like,
Bless.
Dude, you're still in a minivan. It doesn't
Come
save
on.
It.
Someone was telling me, I can't remember if it was someone we work with or a listener, but they were like, you should actually make man cards for Gavin and Wally.
Yeah.
And then revoke them.
Yeah,
and they would
absolutely.
Have to earn it back.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
I think it's funny. Yeah, I think that's funny.
Go for it.
Because I know I wouldn't have a problem.
Okay. All right.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, man. All right. Well, do you got any birthdays for us, Lady Rock?
I do not.
Oh, wow. That was fast today.
Happy.
This might be one of our fastest aftercasts
That's
ever.
All right.
And we actually didn't have like, we got a giant list of stuff to do.
We didn't do everything.
Oh. What?
We didn't do everything.
Oh, snap.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, man. It was a warm
August morning.
All right. You're going to be glad the aftercast is still going, for the record.
Okay. So this is what you tuned in for.
This is what you missed.
Okay. So I've been telling the story countless times. So I think I've got it down to a science. So when Haley, Wally's daughter, was little, they taught her, you know, to kiss the hand and then blow kisses or whatever. And she would make the sound mahu mahu.
Yeah.
And so as she's gotten older, this is something, a signature thing that they do when they say goodbye to one another. They go mahu mahu.
Yeah.
And it just is a remembrance of what she did when she was cuter.
Yeah.
Cuter. When she was a baby. Cute little baby things. So go to present day. Now, Wally, Marty, his wife, and Haley, his daughter, all want to get... Well, maybe Marty. We'll see.
She's on the fence.
Get tattoos on their somewhere, and it would say Mahu Mahu.
Love it. Such a sweet story.
Cute.
Yeah. Means something.
I love it. Sentimental.
Yep.
It's precious. Well, we're talking about this on the air, and a guy calls on the show, and he says, Wally, tell me the story behind the whole Mahu Mahu thing. Wally proceeds to tell him the story that I'm telling you right now, Potties. The guy goes... That's a way better story because I Googled it. Don't Google it. Okay, that's like telling Wally not to touch something that's hot. Like he's going to touch it.
Yeah, so we all Googled it.
So we Google it. Would you like to tell them what Mahu means?
You know what? Why don't we just let the Hawaiian lady tell us?
Does she? Oh, that's true.
She does.
Okay, so anyways, all that to say, Mahu in Hawaiian means something that we don't necessarily want it to mean.
And so, yeah, I wasn't thrilled about this. And so when we got this lady that called today and she is Hawaiian, I had to ask her about this. So this obviously did not run on the air. This is just for you potties. Hey, real quick, Kaleo, can I ask you a question? You're Hawaiian, obviously, right?
Yes.
What does Mahu mean in Hawaiian?
It's just a nickname that we use for, like, you know, feminine or genders.
Okay.
Yeah, because people use ugly words as gay and the F word, you know, So
okay.
And they like it. It was actually them, the transgenders, that actually came up with that name.
Darn it. Okay, because I want to get Mahu on my arm because it's something my daughter and I say to each other as a sweet thing.
Oh my God.
So you would be thinking, don't do it, right?
Well, no. Hey, go ahead and do it, Wally. Go ahead and do it. Let everybody know you have a soft side.
That was so funny.
Perfection.
So funny. I'm so frustrated by this because part of me is like, I don't like when things get claimed and like, you like, okay, the rainbow is a perfect example. Like the rainbow used to be something fun or whatever, but now the minute you have anything rainbow, it's instantly synonymous
that you're supporting
LGBTQ,
that lifestyle.
Right? Yeah. And it's like, I like you go outside and you see a rainbow and you're like, okay, well, where's the LGBTQ pride parade, you know? I don't like when things like that happen. So, for me,
you're battling whether to be stand your ground and say, you're not going to take this and I'm going to get Mahu written on my arm.
Right.
But you're also battling on the other side. If I get Mahu, yes, I'm standing for what I want, but also I have to live with Betty Rock telling everyone 24/7 because I will.
Yeah, if it wasn't for you.
It is my civil duty, whatever, to tell anyone and everyone about it.
I haven't even done this yet, and Mike Donaghy, we're going to have him on the show tomorrow, but he was and he has a tattoo, and she started with this story like right out of the gate.
Yes!
Like I cannot trust her to not tell the story every time.
Okay.
And I get it. I would too.
Exactly. I was going to say, if the tables were
absolutely
turned, you would take every opportunity. Now,
so I'm not even mad.
I will make this deal with you because I was, I think what it was the Holy Spirit was convicting my heart and saying, oh, I don't know. So I'll make this deal with you, this compromise. I will, if you get it, I will limit myself to only telling one person per day. And
can we go per week?
No.
Yes. Like
that's
one a week
too much
is fair.
Self-control.
One a week is fair.
No, one a day. If you say one a week, I'm just going to be telling it behind your back. So.
But in fairness, we only see a set amount of people every single day.
Right.
So After 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have run through
but
the entire
every
building.
Every artist that walks through this door, I will
tell.
Oh,
I know you would. Yeah. And so, and I told my daughter about this. My wife was like, oh no. And then I told my daughter about this. And, and I was like, her response was more along the line of mine. She was like, all right, that is such a niche though. You take Hawaiian culture, then you take a niche of a niche, you know, and like how many people in my life are Hawaiian that are going to be like, oh, you know? So I'm like, to me, it's still. Here's the problem. To me, it's still like a really cool, beautiful thing for me and my daughter.
It really is.
I know, because you just want me to get it. My problem is it now when I see it, it's kind of tainted. And that bothers me.
Here's the problem. It is. It's tainted. And it's going to lose its sentimental value, I think. Every time you look at it, you're going to be like, oh, Mahu, Mahu.
Yeah.
The problem started at the beginning. The problem started when that man called and he said, don't Google it.
Yeah.
And I was in the room.
Yeah.
Had I not been in the room and I had known, you could have done it. You could have known it in your head but never say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And but even in my head though, this might be because I know how I am. I would probably cop to it at some point in time.
Just tell you.
Because it's a funny story. Mm. You know, and my wife goes, why don't you just get it like on your shoulder or something where it's not seen all the time, you know, especially if we go to Hawaii. and I'm like, no, I want tattoos where I can see them. I think that's the point of them.
Do you want to see this one?
I don't know anymore. That's why I'm so frustrated by this, you know? So I'm not not sure what I'm going to do now. Because I was all set on this September. Like, when we go down and see Haley, I was ready to go. So...
Is Haley still on board?
She is, yeah. She's more on board. Because her point, too, was it's a niche of a niche. Now, hers is hidden. And she's not a dude. You know?
Yeah, so, yeah. Now... Would Marty still be in? Would she be okay with you doing it?
I don't know that she... I think she was more like, oh, yeah, you can't do that now, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, I think she was more like... And I can't tell if it was more like... Because she was like, we'll get it hidden or whatever. But, like, I don't think she wanted me to have that specific tattoo on my forearm where I want it. I think she doesn't think it looks good for me.
In general, whatever it was.
It could be her name, and she probably wouldn't want it there. And so I'm trying to figure that out, too. But, yeah, still... Great story.
If anything, you can make it on your lower back.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And I also asked, because I'm sure potties are sitting there thinking, oh, you got to ask this question. I did ask this question.
Really?
If you were thinking, what if Wally finds himself in a situation where Marty, because she's a travel agent, she gets the best deal. It's pretty much highway robbery if you don't go on this cruise where it's practically free, but it's to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Would you still go?
Long sleeves and all. I'd be at the pool in a button down.
Long sleeves.
Just get a wetsuit for the whole trip.
Exactly. All right. Well, hopefully that was worth the wait here,
Potties. It was. It really was. And on that note.
Yep, that's it.
Mahu, mahu.